Jerry Joynson has broken two sleds this year. It's his third attempt at the Yukon Quest. He finished in 2011, notoriously one of the most dramatic and toughest years on the trail. His wife Lisa says all year long, he kept that race in the back of his head.
His favorite line all year was, well, it can't be as hard as 2011. Can't be as hard as 2011. Can't be all year. It was the same line. No, it's worse.
Joynson himself says he had had high hopes this year.
I was looking forward to a nice, smooth run, nice snow, nice temperatures around minus 20 or so, but it doesn't happen for me.
The 58-year-old has a graying, curly beard and stark blue eyes. He says this is likely his last shot at a Quest finish.
I'm not signing up again.
You're not?
No.
You're retiring from the Quest.
Retiring from the Quest, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of mushers who have said that it hasn't stuck.
Well, they don't have my knees.
It's true. The Yukon River and the Canadian side of the race, which is usually known as the less challenging, speedier side, has thrown a lot at mushers. Rookie Mandy Nauman of Fairbanks says she's enjoying the run, but it's unlikely she'll return for another attempt.
I guess I just wanted to be tested, and boy, have I been tested for sure, you know.
But that doesn't mean she won't give her all to get to the finish line.
I'm stoked that I'm in it and I'm still in it, and I have healthy, semi-happy dogs at this point, and the miles are getting smaller and smaller, which is pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to leaving Braeburn and on that final leg.
And she won't get there without some effort. Brian Wilmshurst says he's ready to race.
I kind of was saying at the beginning I was bib number 9, and then I'm like, I'd love to come number 9. And I think right now I'm 10th or something like that. Mandy and I 9th and 10th, so it could be a reality, which would be nice.
So there might be a little bit of competition between you.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I'm like, I want that 9 because, you know, I called it.
But he knows it'll take some work. He calls Nauman a live wire.
She moves pretty quick, so we'll see. We'll see if I, you know, might have a couple tricks up my sleeves or something like that and see how it goes.
Wilmshurst is joking for the most part. He and Nauman have worked together for plenty of this year's race. They broke trail through a snowstorm on the Yukon River between Dawson and Eagle. He says he wouldn't have made it to CarMax without Mandy Nauman.
Yeah, I got some frostbite on my fingers last night there, and I was really struggling booty dogs, so she helped me booty this morning, which was really nice. And she got me addicted to those hand warmer things. I've never used those before in my life. I always thought I was tougher than that. And then now the last two nights I've used them, I think I'm addicted.
This is the Yukoner's third Quest, and he says it's been the toughest.
Compared to this one, my last two Quests have been holidays. It's been it's been like a vacation. This one's, you've had to work for it, that's for sure. As you can see how many mushers are left, yeah, there's been, you know, glare ice and overflow and, you know, snowstorms and now 45 below.
But he says he'll be back.
Every year I go into this thing thinking I'm going to be competitive this year. This is my year. I don't know if it's the Canadian in me or what, but I get up there and I'm just like, oh, this is amazing out here. I'm just having such a great time. And then you kind of forget about that it's a race, and so who knows. Yeah, but I'd like to be competitive here in the future.
With a long hard run on the Yukon River and some serious drama within 80 miles of the finish line, this year's Yukon Quest will surely be remembered for years to come, and many stories of teamwork and camaraderie along the way will also go down in the race's history. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in CarMax.